break the trend. I'm not going to have any overheads for you or transparencies. You're going to have a report at your desk that is a spiral binder. Something is being handed out now, and I'll wait till it gets handed because I want to walk you through this. I do want to thank my colleague, Don Koich, who's been sitting in the back. He's our Vice President for Communications and Marketing. He's kind of led the effort in putting this together. So thank you, Don. The little document that has been handed out to you, titled the University of Illinois Foundation Report to the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. I have about eight pages that I want to walk you through to kind of highlight some things with respect to the productivity in the development area as far as fundraising is concerned for the university. That is from private sources. Before beginning to jump into some dashboard indicators that are in this report, on page one is really kind of the last major summary of the Brilliant Futures campaign. And I think you know that we did very, very well. We ended up at $2.43 billion, which was 8% more than the $2.25 billion goal that we had set. Urbana achieved $1.67 billion. Surpassing its goal. UIC, $675.9 million, surpassing its goal. And at UIS, the achievement was $28.7 million, also surpassing its goal. So it's with great pleasure that I congratulate all three campuses, but really the university as a whole in doing going through a very successful campaign. I know there's some, we want to move it through. You can read through this. You know, one, I think the most significant things, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, is over the last 5 years, we've raised over $250 million a year, which is quite significant when at the beginning of the campaign, we were doing just a little under $200 million. So campaigns do work to increase giving on an annual level. I think we've done that, and we will talk more about that. But let me just go on to page number two. I also want to just bring you up to date on where we stand with respect to the Access Illinois Presidential Scholarship Initiative. As you can see in this table, we're 30% along the way as of April 30th. And you recall a year ago at this meeting, we announced this campaign of $100 million to raise support for our students in the form of scholarships and other forms of student support. You can see at this point in time, we are at $37 million, 37% of the goal. We feel that things are moving along nicely there. And this is important because this is one goal we would really want to surpass as early as possible and as long as possible, because clearly this is a huge need for our students and their families. Well, now moving on to page three, what we tried to do here is provide you with some insights as to what have been the trends as far as new business, cash flow, information with respect to an annual giving or endowment and performance, and also as it relates to return on investment. And so on page three is a snapshot, an indicator of where we are by campus as well as overall with respect to new business. And by new business, we really mean new gifts that come in the year in the form of cash, new pledges that are made, and also new deferred commitments in the form of bequests, annuities, and so forth. And really, this new business is really, in my mind, the baseline indicator of productivity for our development operations. This tells you, based upon this, the results of the efforts of our development staff, our faculty, the leadership of the university, and so forth. The Brilliant Futures campaign raised fundraising productivity to new levels. On an aggregate basis, as I mentioned, we've sustained over $250 million over the last 5 years.